Welcome back into the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes series as we talk about the upcoming Boone Town Council election with the candidates that are running for the respective offices. On this segment, we are joined by Adrian Tate, again, one of the candidates for Boone Town Council. Adrian, thank you very much for joining us here today. We'll start off with an easy one. What is it that motivated you to run for town council this time around, and what can you tell us about yourself?
Well, Dave, first off, thank you so much for giving us this forum, giving us a chance to kind of introduce ourselves to the voters and talk to the town of Boone. So this is great. So thinking about what made me want to do this, it really is one of those situations where I feel like I'm being called into a leadership role. The timing is right, and there are a lot of things going on right now with the town that I think the skills and the personality and the aptitudes that I have will be a good fit for. And so as we think about what the next 4 years look like, there's going to be a lot of things happening, a lot of important things. And when you think about the mayor seat changing over, a number of town council seats changing over, it's kind of an opportunity for a fresh start, if you will, for maybe a different perspective on how to govern and how to lead here in the town of Boone. So, you know, just to kind of fill out a little bit about my background and why I think my skills are appropriate for a position like this. If we go back to how I got to Boone, Heidi, my wife and I moved to Boone in 2005, and I started the graduate program at ASU studying a combination of appropriate technology and building science. And basically that is kind of a how to design high performance buildings, if you will. Graduated from that program in 2007 and at the same time stepped onto the appearance commission for the town of Boone. And ended up 2 years later chairing that appearance commission as well. But I'll maybe talk a little bit more about that later. But in 2007, started my own business and ran that small business until 2010, designing small green homes in and around town. And through that that process and that experience, had an opportunity to work with the town of Boone's planning and inspections office in a number of capacities, both with single family residences and also actually within a whole neighborhood and helping to develop a small neighborhood of affordable homes in town. So in 2010, the economy dipped and I had to step into a different role and went to work for the Workforce Development Board at the Council of Governments here in town. Stepped on in a position managing a grant, helping to retrain workers in different industries. And I managed that grant for about a year and a half before stepping into the director role. And I served as director of workforce development for a 7-county region from Allegheny County all the way down to Mitchell County, overseeing about $2 or $3 million worth of federal funding that comes into the area to help connect businesses with workers. And so through that process as director, worked very closely with the community colleges, all 7 of our school systems in the high country, along with universities like ASU and Lees McRae, to try and really understand what skills businesses were looking for, what programs the colleges and universities had in place to train workers, and how we make that connection more seamless so that businesses can find workers. In that position, I had a lot of opportunity to take what could be a very bureaucratic role and really try some innovative practices to reach more young workers, to reach older workers, to really try some things that hadn't been tried before. And it was really an amazing experience. I went through a rebranding process for all of the career centers across the state. And so when you are in Boone and you see the NC Works Career Center office, that's a brand and a name that I had a hand in helping make reality. And so left that position as director of workforce development, went back into the construction industry, and I've been managing an engineering firm here in Boone for the last 3 years, Ioncon Engineering, and again, worked very closely with the town on a number of projects. So had just, you know, a lot of experiences with the town of Boone Planning and Inspections Office and the kind of the local construction industry. And now I work as a design professional at an architecture firm in Blowing Rock, doing a lot of work with second homes, but also taking the lead role in projects like a low impact development that we're doing here in Blowing Rock with small energy efficient homes. So I think those kind of skills and that background in construction industry kind of position me very well for some of the things that are about to happen in the next couple of years here with some big infrastructure projects happening in Boone.
So thank you for painting that picture for us and giving us some background. With all of that said, and you've kind of tipped your hand down the road of some big things coming, what are some of the priorities that line up with your skill set, but also seeing some opportunity out there for the town of Boone, should you be elected?
Well, great question. And there are a lot of priorities right now, but I think one of the big things right now in Boone is we lack a strategic plan. And this is not uncommon, I think, for organizations to not have a plan that really sets in place a broader vision for what the community can be. You know, what are we going to be when we grow up? What's 20 years look like, or what's even 10 years look like in the town? And we had a strategic plan, the 2030 plan that many people are familiar with. And obviously that is not in place right now. And those type of documents really form a guide and kind of a compass, if you will, for setting priorities. And so when you ask about priorities, I think one of the first things is to go through a process, a strategic planning process with the stakeholders around town and really craft that vision for what the next 20 years in Boone looks like. And then from that strategic planning process, I think then we build the priorities about, you know, what happens next, where do we put our funds and how do we design the budget and our staff and the other things like that to align with that strategic vision. So
along those lines, when we're thinking about big projects, you know, no secret that this particular council will have their fingerprints on some major development projects that have been decades in the making. Two of those in particular, the Bolick property from a municipal services standpoint, the development of that, along with the development of the Howard Street project. What are your goals for those projects? And maybe more importantly, how do you plan on seeking input from obviously the voting constituency that makes up the town of Boone, but also understanding that there is a growing number of people that live outside of Boone proper that work in these areas, travel to these areas every day? How do you blend those two conversations to ultimately inform your goals and aspirations for these two projects?
Well, yeah, you couldn't have said it better. These projects are massive. And I think if we look back at the recent history in Boone, even the last couple of decades, I don't think we've seen anything of this scale and this size and with this much potential and opportunity. Talk about the Bolick project for just a second. This is really interesting. A 38-acre parcel along the gorgeous new river adjacent to the soccer fields where many of us end up a couple of nights a week watching soccer practices and soccer games. And already the work that's happening over there is awesome. Just to see that stream being opened up again and the repair that's being done over there. But this campus, this municipal services campus, has the opportunity to really be a state-of-the-art facility to provide services to the citizens of Boone like we have not been able to do before, to provide a working environment for the staff in Boone, using all the strategies that we can bring to bear for a modern building, energy efficient, healthy indoor environments, easy to access, all of the things that we want. So going through that process that you mentioned, how do we involve those stakeholders? And very much like a strategic planning process, I think that's a combination of things. Obviously, there's digital outreach and so on to just keep people informed and make sure that we're communicating well about how the project is developing, what the designs look like, how we're incorporating different strategies into those facilities. And then also, something as simple as charrettes, public input sessions where stakeholders can come and actually join the design team and have input into what things might look like. And it can be simple things, I think, that simple ideas that get incorporated. For example, I hear from contractors all the time, getting to the planning inspections office downtown is just a pain, right? They have a big truck and a big trailer and trying to park downtown to get in to pick up a permit or drop something off at the office. So all of those type of little things that really hit those needs for a number of constituents, around the town. I think we have a real opportunity there to build something that will be here much longer than probably you or I will. You know, this is you don't build facilities like this all the time, so we want to get it right. And then the Howard Street project is really amazing because effectively this is a second Main Street, right? It's like a second King Street, smaller version of it, but same opportunity. And the interplay between what's happening on campus and what's happening on King Street that Howard Street presents, there's just, again, a lot of opportunity there to do something really cool. And it's obviously been a struggle, right? Years and years have gone by discussing and talking about what's going to happen on Howard Street, but it's moving forward now, and we're going to start to see some things happening, and how those final designs shape out and what that street looks like and what businesses locate there and how we grow the tourist feel of downtown, the combination of mix of students and tourists and work environments down there. Just a fantastic opportunity. So again, you know, really making sure that we involve public input in that process. And you know, try some neat things that continues to keep Boone on the map for so many people around the Southeast as a travel destination and as just an amazing place to live and work.
A lot of what you've pointed to, really the common thread there is relationship management, whether we're talking about with town staff, residents, the university community is certainly a large constituent, that the county government and the relationship there. How, from a seat of a town council member, do you feel like you can impact relationships with those constituents and any others that may be important to helping govern this community?
Well, one of the big skills that I believe I bring is the willingness to collaborate with anyone at any level. When I was director of workforce development, I mentioned the rebranding of the NC Work System. That effort took my leadership, bringing together 23 different workforce development boards from around the state to agree on a common goal and then move through that process of letting contracts, developing the designs, and then implementing that brand. And so pulling people together that have different views, that have different needs, and agendas. I think that's something that I bring to the table, and certainly willing to reach to the county commissioners, to the leadership at ASU, to have those conversations, you know, and sometimes that's very simple. Sometimes, you know, it's sitting down for a cup of coffee to talk through some ideas. Other times it's being willing to go to meetings where you're the little guy, you're just a guest at the table, but at least you're at the table. And I think that's what has to happen is, you know, Boone has to be willing to go and be at those other tables and also host those meetings and those gatherings and those conversations that need to happen around so many complicated issues. We just can't do it alone. I mean, the county, the town, and the university, and even the surrounding communities are all part of one economic ecosystem. And so working together for the betterment of all of us and finding ways to collaborate and to coordinate our efforts is really the only way forward to really be successful. I think if we continue to kind of point fingers and we will struggle with our own efforts and never really galvanize those groups into really achieving, I think, what our potential is.
As you're building that coalition of strategic relationships and bringing the town of Boone to some of those tables that you described, what are some of the budget priorities that you may try to advance forward in those conversations and then ultimately in the work that you would provide as a council member?
Well, continuing to support some of the efforts that past councils have around our parks and recreation and around our sustainability initiatives. Those are two big ones. You know, we talked about infrastructure with those two big projects, but I think basic infrastructure around town as well is a need. You know, all we have to do is wait for the next big storm to see what happens with our rainwater and know that we all clearly need to do some investment around stormwater management and you know, with the storms like they saw in Tennessee recently, things like that would be devastating with the issues that we already have with stormwater. So, you know, and as far as the broader budget goes, that, again, really needs to be aligned with a strategic plan, right? And so the stakeholders and community involvement in that process kind of sets those priorities, and then the budget is going to follow those priorities.
As you're, again, using that opportunity to get stakeholder involvement, that points toward a profile that would lend you to be very accessible. How do you kind of present yourself in that way? What are the strategies that you feel like being an accessible member would bring to your decision-making process, and how you triage the various things that will come across your desk in this kind of role?
Well, it certainly, I think roles like this really take diligent time management about, you know, I think it's easy to get spread thin and be pulled in a lot of different directions. And so, you know, my intent would be, you know, upon establishing those priorities, to really focus around two or three key areas that I can be effective in, that I can maybe have the right skill set to tackle. And then, you know, be able to support other people as they tackle maybe other issues. And so I've definitely seen elected officials in, you know, various roles really get, I guess, eaten alive by, you know, the combination of social media and email and meetings. And I think that one of the first things is really to get a more efficient approach to how the council meets you know, the frequency of meetings, the lengths of meetings, how the agendas are structured, all those type of things, I think, are really worth looking at. And then just really trying to set aside time for the family, you know, and trying to set aside time outside of council endeavors to, you know, continue to enjoy the awesome recreation and trails and everything else that we have here. I'm an avid cyclist and hiker and camper. And so, you know, want to still keep a balance with all those things.
We'll save the most obvious question for the final question. And that relates to COVID-19. Certainly our community, like many across the world, have been dealt a series of curveballs that continue to keep coming at us, as a matter of fact. You've got the health and safety concerns of the constituents you represent. You've also got the economic realities of what this whole entire situation has helped evolve over the course of the last 18 months. As a council member, how do you balance that, the health and safety element versus the economic reality that our community and our business community especially has been struggling with?
Well, these are certainly unprecedented times and issues that, you know, no council before us has really had to tackle, the current council. And so it's taken, I think, a lot of deep consideration around what are the recommendations of our experts, right? What is the health department saying? What is the hospital saying? And when you have folks that have been in these roles and these positions a long time there to counsel and coach, obviously we've got to listen to their advice. And I think the conservative approach through all of this is to think about safety first and then really consider what are the impacts of different measures. And, you know, the recent mask mandate, I think, obviously stirred up a lot of controversy. When you really think about it, you know, masks are not that difficult, right? It's not a huge cost to anyone. It's really not a difficult behavioral change. So I think that type of thing becomes a little easier to look at and consider and look at what are the consequences of making that decision and implementing a policy like that, who's going to be impacted, and then talking with those folks in advance, you know, to see how do we mitigate whatever negative effects there might be while still doing what we feel is the safe route. And with something like this, with COVID cases continuing to grow daily, the hospital feeling the pressure at this point, you know, I think those decisions were wise, but what the future holds in terms of the continued efforts has yet to come. But simple efforts like masks, absolutely no brainer. That makes a lot of sense. When it comes to dealing with staff and mandates for vaccinations and so on, that becomes a more challenging question, you know, and certainly mandating that staff have vaccines when we have, you know, large groups of staff in one department or another that are not vaccinated. That has led in the town's case to some resignations. And I think the costs of a staff member resigning, you know, are often thousands of dollars to replace that staff and to retrain somebody else into that position and, all the other things that come along with that. So really weighing, what are those costs to the town? What are the benefits of doing whatever that action might be? And then, how are the experts advising us on the best course of action? So there's no easy answers. And I think it's going to be a continued matter of watching what's happening, and what the trends are, how, rising vaccination rates ultimately impact the new cases and the how bad the cases are.
We've got about a minute and a half or so. Anything that you would like to close with or any parting comments as we leave this particular session?
Well, I would just say I hope that what has come across today more than anything is my passion and my interest in taking on a role like this. I really feel like, this is a form of service to the community. And while I have not served on town council before, I think my background and my experience has prepared me to step into this type of role. And particularly at this time with so much projects, infrastructure projects and building projects that are obviously near and dear to my heart. And I want to see be as successful as possible. The term stewardship often comes to my mind when I think about a position like this, because effectively council is stewarding resources that have been that the town has, that all of us as a community have. And so I think stepping into that role and being a steward of those resources of community health, of, buildings, of the environment and the trails and the parks and all those other things is really the way I'm viewing this. So, it's an honor to just be able to kind of step into the ring and, and see if I'm somebody that Boone voters are interested in having into this position. And I'm excited to go through this campaign process and see what happens afterward.
Well, we certainly appreciate your willingness to serve and put your name on a ballot. That is no small feat at this time in our world and its history. So we appreciate your willingness to do that. We look forward to talking to you more about your candidacy during the candidate forum in October, and we will be in touch again soon.
Dave, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.